Here we are. It's been a really long week, huh? I keep having to remind myself to take deep breaths. My mental health always comes last, and it really shouldn't. I don't know why. It just I would just like you, a nice warm body next to me. Well, I mean, obviously, a nice smart brain that could go to bat with me, against me. I always need that. Someone to keep me in line. My yin to my yang, if you will. I'm a slow, deliberate thinker. I even like to make sure that my thoughts are executed in the order that I want them to be completed in. So, for example, if I'm entertaining the thoughts of a fantasy, I have to get it right. I've got to start at the beginning, and I've got to get all the details correct in my head. And then we can move on. And if I start moving on too early, before I've established the foundation, I have to start all over again. Might be a little too much information. I do have obsessive compulsive disorder, among other things. Surprise! So, I'm a slow, deliberate thinker, and the thing is, if I'm really high, like, you know, running high and I'm hyper, I'm not like that. I'm speaking a mile a minute and I say things that I regret. And so as, because of that, I have trained myself to slow down, back up, think, then speak. My instinct is, in fact, to just ramble on, and as I start to get comfortable with you, I start putting my foot in my mouth more often. I get comfortable and I think I become annoying, and people decide that they don't want that, and so they move on. I got up early, and I did do a lot of work. I didn't do as much creative work as I wanted to, though. I was just kind of in the zone. I had my head down. I think I just got a new commission. that I'll be working on. I mean, it's never complete until the money ends up in my account, but I think we're good to go. For those of you who listen to my rambles, do you find the knuckle cracking to be annoying? Just curious. This is one of those habits I don't think I'll ever be able to stop. Like, I've done the research and it's not really bad for you. Like, it doesn't cause, like, arthritis or... It's just a thing I do. I mean, if you don't like people who sing and crack their knuckles, I don't think we can be friends. That's just how it works. That's how she rolls. Sorry. That's just me. That's who I am. And I know I'm annoying. I want to know too much. I want to know everything. I want to learn everything. I always want to know the answers, and I'm never satisfied with them. I need to know why. When I was a little girl, I was the one who was always like, why? You know, why? It was never enough. And no one could ever give me answers that satisfied me. You know, I was a little girl. What was Mary and Joseph's last name, like, in the Nativity? Oh, dear. I think this week I'm going to start playing Christmas music. I think I'm going to start with Perry Como. It just feels good. I'm listening to old-timey music. I love music from the 50s. I just got back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me in his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out. You better not cry. I can't decide if this is going to be a pillow talk or if this is just going to be a ramble. I guess it all depends on whether I decide to make out with you. You know? And you're looking so cute. I don't know. I don't know if I could help myself. Why aren't you putting the moves on me? Yeah, because I'm annoying. I knew it. Go away. I'm turtling. Yes, I do smell good. You know me. And I smell like vanilla and cotton candy, and that's how I taste. And you know that too. I could go for a fuck, but it'd have to be slow and deliberate. And lazy. So, I'm afraid you're gonna have to do all the work. It's okay though. I'm sure you don't mind. You know what I would be in the mood to do? Whenever I'm in this sort of tired, lazy mood, I just want to. I want to reach my hands over and put them between your legs and see if I have inadvertently gotten you hard yet. Because sometimes just being next to me in bed does that to you, doesn't it? Well, I just really love feeling you through all the fabric, anticipating the idea of unbuttoning you. Oh, taking your belt off. Yeah. And when you're not here with me, you want to know what I fantasize about? You really want to know? When we're apart, this is going to sound so cheesy. I think about coming together on voice chat. I think about giving instructions. And just having the intimacy of just our voices, because it is so amazing. When you're not, I mean, the visual component obviously is very important usually, but when you have each other on the phone, you focus on the sound and the nuances and the timbre and the voice, like those little bits and pieces of little textures in your voice that come through that you don't notice when you're looking at your partner. It's almost like you become even less inhibited on the phone, and just so sexy. So yeah, that's what I think about. Coming on the phone with you. Oh my god, that will be so hot. I know, that's hot. Paris Hilton. I can't think of anything. I can't think of another way of describing it. It's just so fucking hot. And your voice. Hearing your breathing change. I almost want to make you go away so we can call each other on the phone. We'll do that another time. I think. I kind of want to be the big spoon. I just want to wrap my legs around you and pull you into me. Sometimes I want to be the big spoon. I love threading my legs through yours. And clutching you to me. You're mine. Just nuzzling my face into your back. Wrapping my arms around you and clasping your hands. It's so cheesy, isn't it? It is so cheesy. I just like snuggling with you. And really, it is the perfect position for a reach round, isn't it? Oh, you're thinking about that too, aren't you? my finger on the head, testing you to see how much pre-cum is there. You just need to tell me how fast you want me to go at first. And how hard you want me to grip. And I'm determined to do it even if my arm falls off. I'm not going to give up until you come. Because you know how determined I am. I want that for you. Making you come with my hands. I'm feeling you erupt all over me. And then eagerly bringing my hand back so that I can taste you. I love that. You know how much I want all that. You know how much I want that cum. Yes, you do. Maybe we'll just let it build a little bit longer for me. Yeah? I think I like that too. Tell you what, tomorrow morning, it's a date. You, me, right here. Until then, I'm gonna fall asleep next to you. I love being with you too.